Welcome to the Fit Girl Magic Podcast. If you are ready to find your inner magic, develop great habits, and a rock steady mindset to feel confident, comfortable, and fit in your body, you are in the right place. I am Kim Barnes Jefferson, and I'll be giving you weekly doses of health, fitness, and life tips sprinkled with humor and real talk. If you're ready to be consistent without the stress of perfection, magic makers, it's time to slip into your favorite pair of PJs, grab some coffee, kick back, and listen to today's show. Hey ladies, you can have a guilt-free summer even if you love wine. I hear you. You want to stick with your diet this summer, but 2020 sucked out loud and you want to do all of the things. You've given yourself the same mental pep talk year after year and you tell yourself, this is the year I'm going to stick to my diet no matter how good the brownies look. You're not going to fall victim to peer pressure. Seriously, you're a grown-ass woman. You've got two superpowers, willpower and discipline, and they've never let you down before. All right, seriously, we've all done that pep talk, right? Guess what? This is the year that you are going to give up the Spanx and not let that plate of brownies bring you to your knees. I have created a guilt-free summer guide where I break down how that you can enjoy your summer with any of the guilt or shame about what you're eating or drinking and still enjoy your summer. So ladies, I'm laying it out there for you. You got a few choices. You can continue to do keto. You can chase your tail trying to string 75 good days together for the 75 hard, or be miserable eating 1,200 calories, or you can grab the guilt-free summer guide so that you are not avoiding all of the things that you want to do this summer, and you finally are giving yourself peace of mind for not stressing out over, am I doing enough? So grab the guilt-free summer guide right now. All right, how are we doing today? Today, I wanted to talk about plateaus. And before we get started, I just want you to know they happen to everyone. So don't feel like you're this, you know, you've been singled out. Plateaus happen for everyone. And, you know, we always feel like we're stuck and we feel like it's just us. And, you know, it's like we want to get through this plateau as quickly as we possibly can. And so what today I want to do is I want to talk about how do you avoid plateaus? How do you break them when you get to them? And how do you reach your goals faster with less frustration? All right. And so the other thing I want to share with you is that I actually have created a download for this. So I've taken all the tips I'm sharing with you and created a download, and I will include the link in the show notes. I know many of you take me on walks with you or you're driving. And so I didn't want you to feel like you had to be scribbling and scrabbling while you are listening, and so that you can actually listen and kind of start to process, like, where do you feel you stand, right? Where do you feel some of your bottlenecks are? Okay. So how would I describe a plateau? It's when you are, you know, making progress and then suddenly the progress stops. So that progress could be you've stopped losing weight, you stopped losing inches, and it just feels like the last, and it hasn't happened for, I'm going to say, give yourself at least 4 to 6 weeks, right? Because I know that, you know, you read the books and you go on the socials and they're like, every week you should be losing anywhere from 1/2 to 2 pounds a week. Now, I wish that would make my job one heck of a bit easier, but it's not the way, right? It's not, you know, it's not linear. You know, there's a graphic that's been going around social media for a while, and they talk about how like success, you know, people think like you start here and like you like work your way up, right? Where success is really like, you know, if you could see me, you would be laughing right now. But it's like, you know, it's like your kids, you know, drawings. It's like scribble scrabble, right? That's how success is. Like sometimes we take 2 feet forward and we take 3 steps back, right? It's okay. And today, during this conversation, I'm going to show you how do you like see if you are in true plateau and how do you get yourself out of it? Like, how do you create a process? And if you've been listening to me for a while, you know that I'm all about a process because many of us keep going down that same road. We keep falling into that same damn hole because we think that it's going to be different, that the hole is going to move. No, we have to move. The hole is going to stay there. And, you know, I've talked about this poem. It's by Portia Nelson. I've talked about it where, like, you know, you go down the street, you fall into a hole and you're like, oh, shoot, what happened? And then you like fall into the hole, but you're like, oh, I remember this hole. And it doesn't take you as long to get out of it. And then finally, one day you walk down a different street. In this conversation today, I want to teach you walk down a different street. All right. So basically, the first thing is, what typically causes a plateau? Water weight. Water, right? So you stepped on the scale. Maybe it's you had a big meal the night before. Maybe you didn't poop the night before. Maybe you had a lot of carbs the night before, right? And so that's what you might be seeing, that it's actual water weight. You know, a lot of people will see this when they come back from vacation. They'll be like, oh, I put on 400 pounds on vacation. And then what really was is because, you know, air travel. I know that when I fly, I like my body just like absorbs all the water. No matter how much water I drink on the plane, my body just bloats because of the air pressure. That's what it's called, the air pressure, right? And so that's why when people say, oh, I went keto and I lost weight, like boom, it's because when you eat less carbs, there's less water in your body because the glycogen is what stores the carb energy. And so that's when the glycogen is gone, or the carb source is gone, you'll quickly lose those weight. They'll quickly lose the weight and it's temporary. All right. So then the other thing is, as we lose weight and we have just focused on weight loss and we haven't added in any form of strength training, we can lose almost 25% of our body mass from muscle. So what I'm saying to you is that, you know, if you're losing weight, we're going to lose some muscle along with fat. And muscle is what stokes our metabolism. Right? I've done multiple podcasts on the benefits of strength training. So here, right here is what I'm going to just like literally punch you in the face with. You know, so many of us want to get on a piece of cardio equipment and like, you know, run till the cows come home. But if you really want to change your metabolism, change the composition of your body, you will start to lift some weights. Food choices, you know, it's like some food causes us to retain more water. I touched on this before. Carbohydrates love to absorb water, right? So if I have more carbs in my body, the more water my body is going to hold in. If I had some sodium-rich meal, my body is going to hold in that water. Portion control. Now, I get it. You know, I'm not one of those people who will have my clients, you know, weigh and measure until the cows come home, right? I'm typically, let's weigh and measure for now so we get a baseline, because it's really easy for you to think when you measured a cup and then you start to eyeball what a cup is, that it starts to slowly creep up and maybe it's now more like a cup and a half. And, you know, that's not a knock. It happens to everyone, you know. Think about when people are building homes, it's called scope creep, right? You're like, oh, this is exactly what my dream home is. And then you go on Pinterest and then you're like, well, what about this and this and this? And then like these little things start to add up and creep into your budget. So the same thing happens when it comes to food. Other thing, hormones, stress. Now, I know many people will be like, oh yeah, my hormones. And I did a whole episode on hormones. And we talked about how before we even, you know, blame our hormones, we got to do some other work. We got to chip away at other actions that we're taking, because yes, it could be your hormones, but it could be, you might be eating too damn much. It could be you're not moving enough, right? It could be you're stressed out. And I know many women and women of a certain age, we got a lot of stuff going on, right? Especially in this day and age, we're dealing with a pandemic. You know, God knows what's going on with your kids. You know, sometimes they're there for a week. Sometimes, you know,
the numbers increase and they're home and it's really hard to keep track. Maybe you have aging parents that you're trying to figure out what to do with them, right? So at this time, there's just so much. And let's not even talk about work, right? So there's so many different things. So that could be causing you to have a plateau. The other thing I see a lot is that a lot of my ladies, we get into a rhythm with our workouts, right? On Monday, we go to spin class. On Tuesday, it's bar class. On Thursday, it's a boot camp. On Friday, it's a body pump class. And we've been doing the same workout, but our body hasn't changed. So there needs to be some type of, not a complete overhaul, but there needs to be some type of tweak. You know, maybe we need a little more intense workout. Maybe we need a little less intense workout. Maybe we need more rest days. You know, I coach a lot of competitive girls. And one of the biggest things that I have to literally put them in a headlock about is having a rest day, right? 1 to 2 days where you're just doing nothing. Not like, well, I go to yoga. No, no, no. I will let you have a leisure walk, but I really want your body to just rest, recover, and move forward, right? And so this is, for those of you guys who are listening, like this is the area where a coach can come in and be like, okay, let's see what's going on with you. You know, if you work with me, I ask a lot of questions, you know. I think in a former life, you know, I might've been a talk show host. You know, I always said to myself, I would love to be Oprah, right? I would like come home from school and I would just park my butt in front of the TV and I would watch Oprah every single day because I thought she was just a goddess. But yeah, that's how, what a coach does. A coach comes in and really takes a look at you. And so for many of you, the plateau is you're like, the weight just doesn't come off. It's not about the weight, okay? Is it really a plateau? Has all your progress stalled? And here's where, you know, I always say, let's do some non-scale victories. And in my Fit Girl Magic Society, it's my monthly membership. What I do is every month we have some type of like performance related goal. And this way, the scale's just over there in the corner collecting dust. And it's like, okay, you know, we talked about mobility. So it's like, can we become more mobile in our hips, our shoulders? We've done, you know, how long can we hold a plank? You know, so other things that are just not about the scale, showing you that you are getting stronger, fitter, just the badass that you are meant to be. You know, the other month we did a sprint challenge, right? Just to be like, get out there and now, everyone isn't going to be running like my girl, Allison Felix, but maybe you're like, by the end of the month, you're like, hey, look at me. I'm faster than I was before, right? So that's what it is. How do you come up with these non-scale victories so that when the scale is like not budging, you can look and be like, well, you know what? I am getting better sleep, or, you know what? I am managing my stress, or, oh, I'm, you know, I'm not taking on the weight of the world, right? Or, you know what? I have stopped smoking. I have stopped having, you know, the double Sunday every other day, right? So those are the things that we want to look about. The other thing is take pictures. At least, actually, I lied. Two things. One, take pictures. Every 4 weeks, take a picture and just be like, what's happening? Two, measurements. Take a measurement and just see where you are, right? It's like even a half an inch is something is better than nothing, right? That's what I really want us all to take away, that the isn't going to be these big sweeping changes that are going to happen all the dang time. All right. So now, how do you bust it? I thought you would ask that. So here I am to answer it. How do you bust it? First, start tracking your food. I get it. If tracking your food is a pain in the rump shaker, I totally get it. But it helps us to see what we're taking in. It helps us to be accountable to what we are eating. And I know that for me, I need to see the numbers, right? The numbers help me to say, ooh, it helps me to make better choices. The numbers for me are like, I look at it as like my bank account, right? If I had, you know, $1,000 in my bank account, would I spend $800 on a new sofa when I only had $1,000 for that month? Probably not. So some of us, we blow 800 calories on something. And then we're like, oh crap, I only have 200 calories left for the day. And it's only 10 a.m. So it helps me to start to think about making better choices because I'm like, I only have this much for the day. Now for other people, it makes them a little cuckoo. It makes them a little obsessive. And I completely understand that. You know, I've seen girls that I've coached, you know, they have to hit when they were doing macros, they had to hit the macro dead on the head. You know, I had a girl, she was, it was fat. And so she was always coming under on her fat by like, I don't know, like 20 grams. And she would be like, so then I would see these like, you know, one quarter slice of cheese, one, a half a tablespoon of peanut butter. And I'm like, what's going on here? And she's like, I keep coming underneath my fat. So this is how I make sure I balance. I'm like, whoa, like you don't have to balance to the penny, right? This isn't like your body isn't a bank. You know, she took my bank analogy to heart, right? So it's like, it just helps us to better, like for me, the numbers help me see a bigger picture. But it also said, for those of you who are number averse, I get that. It just helps you to see where you are, right? It gets it, you know, it just helps you to put a stake in the ground to see where you are, to see what your, if your food choices are adding up. The second place, check your activity. Now, here's where I go back and forth. So if you're someone who's already working out and you're just like killing it, great. But I want to ask you, are you just killing it in the gym or do you have any type of outside activity? ACE is the American Council of Exercise, found that up to 30% of us burn more calories when we're doing acts of daily living. So what's an act of daily living? An act of daily living is mowing the lawn, just actually going for a leisure walk, playing with your kids, playing with your animals, you know, taking your dog on an extra, you know, 2-block walk, right? Getting up in the middle of the day and taking a 15-minute lap around the block. Those things, they burn more calories. It also kicks off this enzyme called lipase. And lipase helps to kick your body off into burning more fat. So that, you know, the big thing is just being activity. So, you know, think about Fitbits. Everyone has a Fitbit or an Apple Watch or some form of thing that tracks their steps. And so the goal here, you know, ideally 10,000, but you know, if you're not there at 10,000, I say in a week, try to see if you can up from wherever you are, add 500 steps each and every week. Because those will add as much as 30% to your overall calorie burn, all right? So then, you know, I've talked about this before, protein. Protein is a girl's best friend. You know, it is going to help boost your metabolism. It takes longer to digest. It helps signal hormones in your body that you're actually full and that you don't need to eat anymore. It helps you to stop losing muscle mass and, you know, as I've talked about before, once we hit age 35, our bodies, it's a natural process. Our bodies are, you know, not building muscle as quickly as it did before 35. And we're losing anywhere from 2-3% of our muscles as we age. So it's a perfect opportunity for you to say, all right, I want to start eating more protein. And spreading protein over the course of the day shows that it's good for weight loss and maintaining your muscle. So here's where I know many people will be like, I need to stop this. And it's alcohol. Now, I'm never going to be that person who's going to be like, hey, no drinks. I've actually done a whole guide on how to have alcohol and still lose weight. So if you want that, I will put that in the show notes as well. But alcohol is a moderation thing. You know, I don't care. You know, nowadays you see all over the TV commercials, that it's organic, that it has no sugar, organic, no sugar, less carbs, I think that's pretty much the three things. Okay. Let's just talk about alcohol by itself. Alcohol by itself is a toxin. Your body doesn't know what to do with it. So even if it doesn't have sugar, it doesn't have carbs, and it's organic, alcohol's alcohol. And your body's like, we don't know what to do with this. Send it to the liver until we figure it out. Okay. So it just goes boom, right to your liver. The second thing about alcohol is that if not done in moderation, it triggers, it causes us to overeat because it lowers our inhibitions, right? So we'll typically, if we're following a diet, we'll be like, yes, I'm just going to have a salad. And then if you have a salad and you're like, you have a glass of wine, and then your friend says, well, I'm going to have another glass. You're like, yeah, I'm going to go for it too. Or the waiter or the bartender be like, go for it. And you'll be like, yeah, I'm going for it, right? And then what was just a salad with a glass of wine, which is amazing, turns into two glasses of wine. And yeah, you know what? Why don't you throw in a couple of those jalapeno poppers, right? That's what I want you to think about. You start to think about things that you don't normally eat, and it might be that trigger for you to become the hungry, hungry hippo. Also, it's the trigger for, you know, some people tell me that they're not good sleepers. For many people, alcohol initially makes you sleepy, but then it's a stimulant. So eventually you become sleepy, and then eventually you wake up. And so you don't really get a good night's sleep because it's kind of a restless sleep, if you will. So the other thing about alcohol is that it is a quick thing to burn. So if you're someone with a lot of body fat to lose and you drink regularly, your body's always burning that alcohol. And it's never getting into the fat stores. You know, I want you to think about, so back in the day, flaming shots were the thing, right? And so people would, you know, they would take a shot, light it on fire. You know, I don't know if you've ever seen like a, a dessert? Cherish Jubilee. That's it. Or Baked Alaska. They like, you know, put sugar on it and whoosh, it goes up, right? That's alcohol in your system, right? It just goes, whoosh, and it's a fast, quick burn, and your body likes easy, right? Who doesn't like easy? Your body likes easy. So the best way to break your plateau is to use alcohol sparingly. The other one is sugar in your beverages. You know, I know that many people will go to their favorite coffee shop and they'll be a green juice. And they're like, what's a green juice? Well, flip it over and read the ingredients, because not all green juices are made equal. Some green juices add sugar so that you can stomach it and it doesn't taste like a swamp. Excuse me. It doesn't taste like you're drinking a swamp. Some will have so much fruit in it, and there's nothing wrong with fruit. But when fruit is in a... what's the word I'm looking for? When fruit is in a juice format, it's just straight sugar, right? And I'm not someone who's against sugar. I'm against, like, let's just keep our sugar in a moderated way. So think about these. Also think about, you know, the syrups and the pumps and all of that in these drinks that you might be getting at a coffee shop. They all add up. We've touched on this, your workout, right? You know, if you've been doing the same routine, same workout, and you're looking in the mirror and your body's just like, I got nothing here. It might be time to talk about doing longer or more intense workouts. Overhaul your workout. You know, maybe instead of always going to body pump classes, you just switch it up and you go into a traditional muscle sculpting class. Or if you're just doing yoga, you might hop yourself into a, you know, body sculpting type workout. Hire a personal trainer. And then maybe, you know, increase the number of workouts that you're doing. Now, with that said, more is not always better. First, if you are someone who is currently exercising 6 to 7 days a week, the first place I want you to look at is, what are you doing for your workouts? Okay. Let's just dissect what you're currently doing, because for you, it might be doing different kind of workouts. For you, it might be you haven't increased your weight since you don't know when, right? That's something to do. That's something for you to consider. So those of you who aren't really working out, then now here we're like, all right, maybe you've only been doing 15, 20 minute workouts. Okay. So maybe you need to do a 30 minute workout a couple of days a week, right? And maybe instead of two workouts a week, we might need to bump it up to three workouts a week. Right? So it's, you know, here's where, you know, a coach can help you really kind of go with that, like, you know, tweaks. That's the words I'm looking for, tweaks. Okay, tweaks into that. But the biggest thing is that, you know, strength training should always be in the mix for help you to maintain your muscle mass and help you boost your metabolism. And so, you know, like I said, a coach can help you really create a plan that challenges your body just enough without overstressing it. And so, like anything, when we get into our 40s and 50s, we're all like, it's Goldilocks, right? We're just like, not too much, just enough, right? It's like finding that perfect person for like the seesaw, right? You know, if you think about a seesaw when it comes to like, you know, diet and exercise, right? Some of us are like pin high when it comes to the exercise. Like we're just all about it. Like give us this like bone crushing, can't wash my hair the next day workout. And like, we're in, woo! And others of, and then you're eating like a toddler, right? You're living off 1200 calories and your body's like, feed me, right? And, or the other way around where you're eating like a rock star, like every food that you eat is never, no one's ever going to be like, oh, why are you eating that? And then your exercise is like, I kind of sort of think about exercise, right? You know, maybe you're still using the thigh master that's used in somersault. I don't know. And so now here comes stress. Now, even though you are working out really hard, exercise is a stressor. So if you are in a stressed out place and then you put on top of it a boot camp, a spin class, like a really intense exercise, it's still going to be a stressor on your body. Even though, you know, I have a lot of stressed out ladies and they'll be like, exercise is my stress release. I'm like, which is great. But again, find that tipping point, that happy medium, right? So that we can keep our stress levels in check. Because when we're stressed out, many, and I'm sure some of you are knowing where I'm going, it triggers you to crave, right? If you are in a stress eater, you are like, and you're stressed like nobody's business, you're going to be like, ooh, and just like, you don't care what goes in your mouth. Sleep, right? You know, I have people who have, you know, stress, low grade anxiety, and their sleep is crap. And you know how it is when you don't get a good night's sleep, then you are hungry all the time. You're like mainlining the caffeine. You know, you're trying to be like, when is someone going to invent the caffeine IV drip? Because I need it, right? That's where I really want you to think about. And that's for a lot of women, that's where you get that like puffiness. You know, people will tell me, oh, I feel puffy. Well, yeah, you feel puffy because your hormones are all out of whack, my friend. So yeah, of course you're going to feel puffy. So here's where we talk about like stress management techniques. You know, before I go to bed, I've been doing a lot of like breath work, and it just settles me right down. It just like makes me feel like, whoo, right? It's just right where I am. The other thing, sleep more. Okay. Get some sleep. I talk about this all the time. One of my most, and I'll link in the show notes, one of my most popular podcasts is about sleep. Right? Because we don't get enough sleep. We're like, I'll sleep when I'm dead. No, you will not sleep when you're dead. You say that, you know, but like what happens when you don't sleep? It lowers your metabolic rate. It releases hormones that make you hungry, and it promotes fat storage. So if you are not sleeping, this is, you know, this could be coming for you. And, you know, the biggest thing you could do is have a bedtime ritual. Have something that is telling your body to power itself down. And I have good friends who, you know, I know me, I set myself up like a toddler. You know, think about your kids. You have a bedtime and, you know, there's tubby time and then there is story time and then there's the endless glasses of water, right? So set yourself up like your toddler, have a bedtime ritual so that, you know, when you do get to sleep, you are able to, you know, just feel rested and recovered. All right. Rest days, right? Give your body a break. Think about if you haven't been feeding your body for decades, you know, you've been living on this like, you know, low carb diet. Give yourself a break, right? It doesn't mean stopping your plan. It means going into maintenance mode for a little bit, right? So that it gives your body a reset, a restart, a reboot, so that it doesn't feel like you're always like diet or die, right? So that here's where we're like, okay, let's boost up our calories a bit. Let's get some more sleep. Let's get to some more rest. Let's scale back our workouts for a touch. You know, think of it as like a mini vacation for your body. And so that way we can then start to reset and restart the plan, because we'll probably see more activity when that happens. And here's where, you know, I work a lot with the girls in my Fit Girl Magic Society. I work with my private clients to really help them do this so that we can find when do we need to actually take a diet break? You know, are we going too hard? When is it time to mix something up? When is it time to add something new to the mix? And then lastly, you know, check in with your doctor, right? I have two sides of this for the doctors, right? So first is that I need to check with my food, right? I can overeat healthy food as easily as I can overeat not so healthy food. So check in, you know, for a couple months, see what I'm eating, right? Check my sleep, check my water, check my protein. If all of those are flying, or if I'm doing all of those things, I'm on point, if you will. I just can't believe you said that. Sorry. If all of those are great, then I'm going to check with my doctor to see if there's something going on. Because if I am not nailing the basics, then my going to my doctor and talking about all these other things, it's still going to be a problem if I don't hit these basics. And I talk about this in the hormones podcast that I did. So I really want you to log into that one. And I'm going to put all of these in the show notes. But listen to that, because, you know, her name was Allie. Yeah, Allie. She talked a lot about, like, you know, we have to have all the basics nailed before we can go to a doctor and they can get a good picture of exactly what's going on. Because if I'm not eating enough food, if I'm not sleeping enough, if I'm stressed like a mofo, then of course, my numbers are going to be a hot mess. And there's really nothing my doctor can do other than tell me to go home and chill out. And that's not what you want to hear from them, right? You want a solution. And so I'm giving you a solution now. But if you've tried all these four things and you've tried it for at least 2 to 3 months and you still feel like that, yeah, get your doctor involved, because yeah, there could be something more going on. But, you know, take a snapshot of yourself, you know, because a lot of it is our lifestyle behaviors versus something medical going on. And not that I'm just discrediting the medical profession. I'm not discrediting you if it's something dramatic going on, talk with your doctor. But what I'm saying is many of our things that are going on with us are just the way we treat our body, right? You know, one of my guests said this and I am just like, whoa, like it blew my mind, you know. If you can't hear your body whisper, you can't hear your body scream. And so what I'm saying is I think many of us, our bodies are whispering at us. We're so busy. We're caught up in the cycle of like do. And we're not sitting down for 5 hot minutes and listening, doing a scan of what could be happening with our body. And it could just be something as simple. If I got a few more hours of sleep each night, if I, you know, added a few more calories to my nutrition, if I started, you know, strength training, I might feel better is really where I'm going. So, you know, as a coach, one of the things I really work to provide to my clients is motivation, accountability, support, and a plan. and a proven plan and a proven process. So if that's, you feel like you're out of sorts and you're missing that, do me a favor, hit me up. Let's have a conversation. And I'd love to see how I can best assist you. You can totally find me on the socials. Kim Jefferson Coach on Instagram, Kim Barnes Jefferson on Facebook. And you could always email me at hello@kimbarnesjefferson.com. As I said, I'm going to put this, I'm going to put this, all the things I mentioned on the show notes, also the, these tips and, these 10 ways to bust to the plateau. I've created a download for you. So if you need, want that, go to the show notes and you'll be able to download it immediately. All right. Thank you so much for your time. Have a fabulous rest of your day. Enjoy.
Thank you for listening to the Fit Girl Magic podcast. If you've made it this far, yay. I'm thinking you enjoyed the show. Let's continue the conversation on Instagram. You can find me at Kim Jefferson Coach. In order for me to keep sharing this message, do me a favor and leave me a 5-star review on iTunes. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe so that you won't miss an episode. New episodes are available every Wednesday. The Fit Girl Magic podcast is intended to provide you with tips, tools, and strategies that will help you make better decisions about your health. I really appreciate your feedback and your support. Thank you so much.